I'm Laura Huntsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project that collects the voices of our times. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, Dean Byrd talked with his father, Willard Byrd, a veteran of the Korean War. Willard had a unique role with the Army. He was stationed in the Marshall Islands, where he worked as a machinist. He was also witness to something few people have seen. Here, Dean asks his father to tell the story of seeing the first test of a hydrogen bomb, known as Ivy Mike, on November 1st, 1952.
The real reason they sent you there was to witness something.
Well, what they were doing is, this was an atomic test. The hydrogen bomb, when they decided that it was going to be a hydrogen bomb test, we found out. I said, I want to see this. Tell my grandchildren about it. But you have to have special glasses.
Right.
If you ever been in a dark room and run out into the sun, look right into the sun, well, it's 10 times worse than that.
Wow.
And they didn't know the extent of the blast was going to be. They figured it was going to be this, but, you don't ever know. Anyway, I didn't get to see the hydrogen bomb through the glasses. After it went off, about 6 o'clock in the morning, they said after 20 seconds, you could turn around and look at it. Well, let me tell you something. You can't turn around and look at it. Mm-hmm. It's like I was telling you about the sunshine. Mm-hmm. You don't hear the sound because we were 25 miles from the point of detonation. Mm-hmm. So when that thing went off, it went like a light bulb go out. You could hear a little sound. Well, that's where that sound was when the bomb went off, and it was off of a tower. And you could see the earth. I mean, everything just moving up, and nothing but fireball. In 20 seconds, that fireball in the sky had covered us, and it was already probably 100 miles diameter.
Wow.
Nothing but fire, red fire. I said, this is absolutely amazing. So, but you didn't have glass, you had to put your hand over your face. Mm-hmm. And this is no lie, I could see through my damn hands.
Oh, my God.
That's how powerful that light was, the rays. And you could feel it. You could feel it going through you, the rays from the atomic bomb. And my brother was over there on the next island
from me. This is amazing to me. Now, how did y'all meet? This is a brother, two people from Denmark, South Carolina, in these remote islands of the Marshall Islands, witnessing this unbelievable event. And you haphazardly crossed paths?
Well, I was in my shop,
Yeah.
And somebody came in. And I looking for somebody, and it was my brother that I hadn't seen in 5 years, and he was stationed in New Mexico, and he was out there. He came out there to witness the test, is all. And he was in the next island from me. Now, they told us that you could have some problems when you got older with cancer and this sort of thing because of the bomb, the radiation and stuff. And they said if you got it, you could have nasal or nose cancer, something like that. And he's 88 years old, and I may be 86 next month. So as far as the radiation, it didn't bother us. Must not have.
Willard Byrd and his son, Dean Byrd, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Clayton Sears. For more on the story and for more narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Huntsberger.